We are going to be talking about a male beauty crisis, but also today we're going to be talking about international waste issues and complaints at national airports. As ever, if you want to get involved, if you want to ask us any questions about what we're talking about today, you can get in touch really easily. You can tweet us at urine1350. Send a free web text if you're listening online at www.urine1350.net. Or if you're listening on the Urine app, you can message us in for free on there as well. As we usually do on the Pulse, we'll be bringing all the news that matters to you from campus and beyond. So if anything sparks your interest, do let us know and we will try to get back to you as soon as possible. But I think we'll jump right into it now. Victoria's got a story about a male beauty crisis.
Yep, so this was being reported on the BBC News today. And the headline goes, Fertility Paradox in Male Beauty Quest. And pretty much scientists have uncovered what they're claiming is an evolutionary paradox, where men are damaging their ability to have children during efforts to make themselves look more attractive. So we've got things like taking steroids to get that buff physique or anti-baldness pills to keep a full head of hair. That can all damage fertility. And it's been named the Mossman-Pacey paradox after the scientist who first described this whole thing. They say it causes a lot of heartache heartache in couples who are struggling to conceive. And Dr. James Mossman, who's now at Brown University in America, said that, I noticed some men coming in to have their fertility tested and these guys were huge. And he was studying for his doctorate in Sheffield, where he made the connection between steroid abuses and infertility. And he says they're trying to look really big, to look like the pinnacles of evolution, but they are making themselves very unfit in an evolutionary sense, because without exception they had no sperm in their ejaculation at all. So anabolic steroids mimic the effect of the male hormone testosterone in the body and are used as performance enhancing drugs to increase muscle growth, and they're regularly used by bodybuilders and competitors. And Professor Alan Pacey added, isn't it ironic that men go to the gym to look wonderful, for the most part to attract women and inadvertently decrease their fertility? And so it's the anabolic steroids fool the brain's pituitary gland into thinking the testicles are going into overdrive, and then the glands react by shutting down the production of two hormones called FSH and LH, which are the key hormones that drive the production of sperm. And they say that they've noticed a similar sort of pattern that goes on in male pattern baldness. So I think this is so interesting, because we normally consider sort of females and the quest that they go to look beautiful, and I think it's really interesting that now we've got men having the same sort of problems, because a lot of women go through infertility, like low body fat often leads to like losing your period and things. So I think it's really interesting that this has now come about, and I wonder what everyone thinks about it.
I'm not surprised, obviously, that it's coming more to concern about male beauty standards, because I think that's a huge area of the beauty industry that there needs to be more awareness out. People have started discussing it a lot more recently, when men's mental health has started being taken kind of seriously, I don't think it really properly was before. So now we've got this situation where we're seeing not just the impact of the beauty kind of seen on men's mental health, but on their physical health as well. Everyone knows the risks of taking steroids, but this is kind of like a new one that's putting this into a light that we considered in a relationship, or if somebody wanted to start a family later in their life. So it's definitely, I think it will be something that might be taken more seriously, which I think is worrying, because I think the men's beauty industry has a more damaging effect on men's mental health than on their physical health. And the fact that it's taken a physical symptom for us to start to talk about it is a shame, because I think there is a lot more body positivity for women now. There didn't used to be. And it is still a problem with the whole kind of controversy around plus size models and things like that. But there just aren't as many male models that aren't of kind of two different body shapes in the fashion industry. There's like one which is like a thin thin male, or like a strong kind of muscular, and the population aren't like that. And I think men are equally as susceptible as women to looking at these standards and then being damaging for them.
I definitely think there's an issue as well of, like, it's not even necessarily the standards, it's the talking about it. Because I think amongst women, as with, like, pretty much every aspect, women are, it's definitely easier. I think, like, just because of the way society is set up, it's easier for women to talk about stuff like this. Whereas, and, like, stuff like, for example, with the Muggy Mike suicide, that had to happen to start a real conversation about, like, suicide in young men, which we know is a massive issue, but hadn't really been addressed. And yet, like, it's similar to this, and pretty much all the men that, you know, a lot of men that I know, like, of our age, are quite unconfident about their body and about, like, the way they appear, but they don't talk about it, or they don't feel like they can, especially with other men. I definitely think that what needs to, like, as well as the industry being challenged, what needs to happen is, like a more open conversation about bodies for men, and, like, people realizing that, yeah, like you have the whole thing with, like, the there's controversy about plus size models, but at least there's, you know, a movement towards, like, positivity within women. But they don't really have, you definitely don't have that with men, I don't
think. No, and in men, also, I find it really interesting about the baldness pills, because you always think that, oh, it's sort of young men that sort of feel a bit pressured by the other peers, and, you know, as you get mature, you sort of grow out of that. But I think this shows that you don't, and that men still feel like
they suffer from
throughout their lives. But the thing, you can't really make these sort of things illegal because people will still find a way to take them.
Well, I don't think it's a case of trying to make them illegal. I think if they're accessible, like, just even if they were made illegal, that's not going to stop the whole stigma around men that don't have this ideal body that is set out for them in the industry. So I don't think, I don't think making them illegal would do anything. I think maybe it would even make things worse, and people would just end up damaging their physical health even more trying to take steroids. And obviously they're cutting down in the sports industry because there's kind of a whole other controversy around
using
steroids, enhancing drugs.
Yeah, these steroids are classed as just enhancing, but I think, a lot of the people that do these aren't athletes. They don't need to be enhanced.
Well, it's similar to, like, women using sort of like laxative things, like those teas that are, there's a massive outcry about them being, like, advertised. And you don't, like, I feel like it's, like, sort of like a running joke. Like, with women, like, if I found, like, one of my friends had been taking laxatives, I'd be actually genuinely concerned. And I think, like, a lot of people would. Whereas I feel like with men, if you found that a man was using steroids, there would be sort of, like, an element of, like, laughing at them.
Yeah,
like,
I think
not taking it seriously, like, that they're going to those that extent to, like, fill out this body and
change their body, No, that's really interesting. And it's interesting what you said there about those health teas. Because that was a thing on, like quite a lot of social media.
Like the Kardashians.
And they still advertise them all the time, don't they?
But at least there was some kind of sort of, like, outcry. Like stuff like, for example, as simple as, like, protein powder. Like, well, I don't think protein powder's a bad thing. I think it's good. But I definitely think that, like
I think meal replacements are bad. The advertisement is different.
Healthy, and have, like, a healthy attitude and approach to these things. But, like, I'd say amongst lots of guys that I know, they don't go to the gym, but they do use protein powder. So it's like, what is your aim with that?
It's
not to get healthy. It's just
a half lazy,
like,
sort of way.
Feel like a sort of thing you feel
walk
like
around
you need
with
to
the shaker,
feel.
But not actually, you know, going to the gym, just walking around in it.
But like, regardless, I feel like there is a massive, like, thing of, like, it's just all about, like, masculinity, I think.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah, I was just thinking then, like, we're even, like, joking about it there, like, making jokes about men's different attitudes towards the gym.
Whereas, like, women and eating disorders, it's really, like,
no one would joke about
that.
No one would joke about that
you shouldn't. Like,
yeah.
And I feel like, because I know a guy who I went to primary school with who's like, had an eating disorder and, like, was in, like, a sort of, was in and out of, like, had to have help for a long time. But, like, I feel like that's, like, not something you hear about very often.
No.
But you hear about a lot of girls who have the same thing, which is awful. It's really sad.
Yeah, but I feel like we sort of take that more seriously. Whereas if you wouldn't go to a guy, I think you've got an addiction to, like, steroids. And they'd
problem.
Be like, no, shut up. Like,
it's not a thing.
Yeah, that's not a thing. Or, like, you know, you go to the gym 3 times a day. Do you need to do that?
Yeah.
And they'd be like, well, yeah, I'm getting massive.
Yeah.
But no one would pick up on that because they just think it's obviously a good thing.
I think it's so much about the approach. Like, I do think there's a very healthy way to go to the gym and be happy with yourself and want to get better at certain things. But but there's an unhealthy approach, and it definitely centers, I think, around the male, like, because a lot of, like, there's also like a stereotype of like the certain type of guy that goes to the gym, isn't that like gym lad?
Yeah, and that's, but that's not like, a good, it's not a, it's good, not a good stereotype. No,
but then it's like, they're all, like, it's also like associated with like arrogance, but maybe that's as a result of like pressure. Yeah.
But I think they are, I don't know, a lot of the time when they say, like, I mean, this report says a lot of the time men go to the women, no, sorry, go to the gym to sort of look more attractive to like whatever sex they're trying to attract, and I feel like there is definitely a sort of like expectation sort of that, and like that's why then that needs to be like moved away, and you should go for performance.
Also, but also, like, most girls that I know don't care if a guy is a like goes to the gym and is like ripped.
Yeah, exactly. I think,
like,
it's,
I think it's an unrealistic expectation on men.
Yeah, I don't,
that men put on themselves. I don't know many girls who would like be at all bothered about a guy's body.
I don't think men put it on themselves. I think it's,
but it's like society.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely
men on other men, like a sort of,
no, it comes from like men and women. It's definitely like something that was started there, because like there have been so many kind of it's like casual sex, I'd say it, like casual sexist jokes against men, in the same way that there's horrible casual sexist jokes about women. But on things like Twitter, you know, people trying to say things like I've seen it before where it's like, oh, I don't want a guy unless it's this, and like, you know, bigging up your girls, but then it's like, well, you're just like being
doing the same thing,
trotting all over these guys that haven't done anything wrong,
and that's not fair.
I think I'm just gonna pick up your point, Victoria, you said about the gym and like attitudes. I think it's definitely got better recently, because I know, like, my friend from home, she decided she wanted to start going to the gym, and she like had no experience, she wasn't particularly sporty, she just wanted to like build muscle and get stronger, and that's she spoke to the kind of personal trainer there, and they said it's like actually been so good, there's been a lot more girls going to the gym wanting to just get stronger,
as opposed to like change their body type.
And that then encourages other guys who would want to go just to get a bit stronger,
like that's
because I think definitely if you're like, if you're not already a muscly or like a muscular guy, it must be very threatening.
Yeah. I definitely think there's a kind of idea around like gym culture, like women have to be, like, everyone has to be toned and like super sporty, and that does put people, like, that's put me off before going to the gym, but actually when you get there, you're like, it's really not that bad.
Well, you don't,
it's fine,
nobody
cares.
Yeah,
like,
the way
I think people will be staring, no one is.
I try to encourage other girls especially to go to the gym is say, literally, no one cares, because if they cared, they would not get any of their own stuff done. Yeah. No one is looking at you, because they haven't got time to sit and stare at what you're doing. No one cares at all. It's like, when I go to the gym, it's like having them horse blinkers on, and you're not concentrating on anything else, because you're there for yourself and for your own goals, and you won't get anywhere if you're just looking at other people. And like with boys, they do like see massive men, obviously, probably some of which are on steroids as well, which sort of just escalated because you see other people on steroids, you think they're massive, why aren't I that big? But I say they get that way by not looking at anyone else, by like working really hard on what they're doing. They wouldn't look like that if they were caring about what you're doing or what their next door neighbour's doing. No one cares.
And that's because when I said, like, I think women put it on themselves, that's what I think part of the aspect is. I think women would, and men likewise, people kind of think, oh, other people care, other people are thinking this, but actually people aren't, and perhaps force themselves to feel or make themselves feel underconfident about things because of stuff in the media and all that, and like social media, you would look at like a social media page and think,
just look at Love Island.
Well, exactly, which is unrealistic, but then like you have to acknowledge it's unrealistic, if that makes sense.
Like, and also, when you look at the Gillette advert, that included sort of men of sort of different like body types, and they got stick for it.
You wouldn't get that with women. It's like with Dove, they had all that whole campaign, it was really positive, and yet a men's got stick. So yeah, it's like it is unfair.
I feel like we need more media campaigns like that, just to normalise it. Like that. I think there will be, I don't know, in say 10 years' time, we're seeing a bald man on an advert, or seeing a man without a six pack on an advert, won't even be,
or someone with like, because there's been lots of cases obviously shown of like women with I think Dove did it as well, they showed women with stretch marks. They've not done that for men really, I don't think, on a similar scale. I think the thing about Dove is, like, it's really good for representing any body type for women. They did a really good campaign there, but it's like we haven't seen that for men. Mm. And like you said, any attempt that they did to do that went terribly wrong.
Which I do find baffling, because, like, I sort of partly don't understand where these ideas come from. These whole, like,
no.
men need to be... Well, but, I know where they come from, but it's sort of, like, who actually thinks that?
Yeah, it's like when you've grown up your whole life not judging or not in that way and not thinking in that way. It's definitely different.
But I really hope that this story actually gets, like, a lot more headline than it does. Because, we had to search for this. This didn't come up, like, on my sort of, like, top feed, or it wasn't on Twitter or anything. No. And I feel like that's where it needs to be, so that men understand that these things come with, like, prices and that looking big. The same way as for girls, you know, looking sort of small and toned isn't always the healthiest. I think the same way for men, looking massive and muscular isn't always the healthiest, and that there shouldn't... Men should account for each other, is what I think, anyway.
Mm. Yeah. What was that? Because we were going to talk about Love Island, because they said that they were going to... I mean, I don't know too much about the show. I know they said that they were going to have more diversity in body types.
They haven't. And I've looked at the new... now, but it's the same.
There's been a lot of reaction to that, I think.
Because last year, actually, the winners were, like, more, I'd say...
Jack and Danny?
Yeah, like, realistic body type. Mm-hmm. Not, like, he wasn't, like... Like, big, not that would matter.
No.
But, like, he just had an ordinary body type. And he won. And I think people relate to, like...
They definitely do.
And people, like, will like... are more likely to, like, vote. Like, that shows that people relate to him.
Yeah. But do you know what is quite interesting? I was on a sort of a... Like, a health... It was, like, a protein powder site the other day. And he was on there. And it was, look at his transformation.
Oh, that's so sad.
And it had, you know, a picture of him sort of before, looking completely fine.
Quite fine, yeah.
And then a sort of new photo where he'd been spray tanned, his hair had been done, he's got his sort of bit more muscular...
So it's so sad. It's like, he could... Well, he could choose to do that if he wants. But yeah, it's like... You know, it does put out this like
Love Island was obviously
then
a trigger,
else
yeah.
Transformation.
Mm-hmm. So you don't, and I think it's really sad that Love Island haven't picked up on that. But then, and also with the whole Jeremy Carr thing as well, they see like the influence that it can have on the people, and obviously Muggy Mike as well. Like they know that these sort of things have such a big issue on the mental health of their viewers and the people in it, but they don't really
do anything about
it. I think they're still going to prioritize the money over changing,
because they've been so criticized for like pretty much every aspect of not including every aspect of diversity. They realistically have very little like they have had like very little representation of the LGBT community, which they should have more. They have like, I know that would be, you know, in some ways difficult to engineer, but they could definitely have that more. They should have more representation for, you know, different, like, cultures and ethnicities. Like, I feel like Love Island's such a big show, they should be criticised more for these kinds of things.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at some things now. There is, like, a bit of criticism. Sort of a few articles have been written criticising it, but obviously it hasn't been enough to make the change to ITV. But maybe if it is on next year, maybe it
will
be.
Like, you can't.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, I think that's all we've got time for on that topic. But thank you very much for listening. And as this is probably something we will end up talking about again, especially as Love Island continues, because I'm sure there'll be stuff said about this body image issue.
This is not going away.
And with various sporting events coming up to do with kind of people that do, you know, sports doping and steroids, been a big issue with the Tour de France will be coming up in summer as well.